The loss of the Institute of Aviation would mean the loss of employment for over 70 people currently at UIUC. Today's proposal comes after many years of decisions that have been made by the administration regarding the Institute of Aviation, as Captain Dan Massey mentioned. We think that it started about 5 years ago. Some previous administrators made some decisions that were detrimental not only to the Institute of Aviation, but we believe to the entire campus. As Dana mentioned, no transfer students were allowed in 2 years ago. No freshmen have been allowed to apply for this fall semester that starts here in just a very short period of time. The decision was made not to search for a permanent director. I've been interim director for 4 3/4 years at the present time, 5 years as of October. Nor was there a search for a permanent department head for the Human Factors Division. As we already mentioned, the faculty members are gone. A vote was taken of those former faculty, which was mentioned earlier, and the majority did vote to continue the Institute of Aviation, even though they are no longer connected to the program. The original Stewarding Excellence Report recommended that the Institute of Aviation merge with another unit on campus due to our small size and the fact that the faculty have been taken away from us. We would like to continue to pursue that option, and we have had some number of preliminary discussions along that line, and someone mentioned by Chancellor Easter here some other options that we'd like to look into as well. We'd like to continue to make this a financially viable program, as I said, by making some slight adjustments and some fees. Given our small size, even before the loss of our faculty, it only makes sense to see about merging this with another unit. There's obviously some significant economies of scale that we can reach when we do that. Speaking of revenue, I was recently informed that aviation is the second greatest revenue producer in the state of Illinois, which seems kind of amazing. Number one, of course, is agriculture. Number two is aviation, and I'm sure this is partly due or largely due to the fact that we have O'Hare Airport, United Airlines, and Boeing aircraft all located here in the state of Illinois. Boeing Commercial Aircraft, who make the airliners, have predicted a need for almost 500,000 new pilots worldwide in the next 20 to 30 years. We'd like to be able to continue to provide high quality alums from our program to fill that need. Comment was also made before lunch about the control tower and what impact that would have if our program was not there. 85% of all the flights on any given day are University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign flights. The tower would wither, if not die. I'm not trying to say there'd be no airline service if we weren't there, but certainly the tower would go from a very busy tower that is highly praised by the FAA as a training tower. They send their new air traffic controllers from Oklahoma City to Champaign, and believe it or not, at certain times of the day, Champaign Airport, Willard Airport in Champaign, is busier than Chicago O'Hare in terms of traffic count, which seems amazing, but it is true. We've confirmed that with the tower chief. So certainly that would have a devastating impact on the FAA's training facility if we lost 85% of the aircraft on any given day. As was mentioned already, the Senate did vote, a majority vote at the end of about two, three months ago now.
If we're going to hear Alan speak,
the program, the aviation undergraduate program here at UIUC. And we certainly, this was a result of 9 months of when various committees and subcommittees strenuously looked over the Institute of Aviation. Frankly, I believe the continuation of aviation as per the final Senate vote is an issue for aviation and the UIUC administration to satisfactorily resolve, and I don't feel it should be necessary to impose this question on the Board of Trustees. But since that has already been done, I urge you to defeat the motion to close the Institute of Aviation, or at least vote to table it to allow more time for UIUC to resolve this issue. I would ask the Board to charge aviation and the UIUC administration both to reach a mutually beneficial solution is acceptable to the Faculty Senate and advances the goals of the stature of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and the Institute of Aviation. I thank you for your time and attention. I'd be glad to try and answer any questions that you might have at this time. Thank you very much.
Would you yield the podium, please?
Certainly.
Our next speaker is Alan Engelhardt.
Thank you. My name is Alan Engelhardt. I am a retired airline pilot. I was with United Airlines for 37 years. I retired as an international captain flying all over the world. I also was with the FAA for 21 years administering flight tests. As a pilot examiner, I administered over 1,500 flight tests. I'm pleased to tell you that in my career, I never scratched a thing. I'd also like to tell you that I'm currently serving as chairman of the board. I've been chairman of the board of Chicago Executive Airport for 4 years. Chicago Executive Airport, as you may know, is also known as, formerly known as Kahwaukee Airport. We have 300 aircraft based at our airport. I'd like to start out by saying that at this time of change, and I mean there is large change going on in the industry, no university should be closing an aviation program. Instead, universities should be expanding and upgrading their programs, as is the case at many other universities, including the neighboring state of Indiana. I'd like to also say this very important point. In the future, college-level programs will be the method of airline qualification. That will be where all new pilots come from, except those from the military. And you may know that there's a huge change in the military to retain pilots. Very few of them are leaving. They're staying in for their 20 years and on and going into other professions. I'd like to say that one thing I found very concerning in the submission that was presented for your consideration by the university was this submission tells nothing about one of the most learned concepts that I've come to understand in my 40 years of experience, and that is that this industry is incredibly cyclical. It goes up and down. In my 37 years with United, after I was there for 2 years, I was furloughed for a year. After I was back, I was furloughed again for 3 years. We have pilots that are furloughed for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, they'll all be recalled, and thousands will be hired. Right now, we are in the middle of a perfect storm, like we have never seen in aviation. Never has there been a time whenever the retirement age was increased by 5 years. In the last 5 years, 4 years at this point, 1 year into the future, there have been no pilots retiring. And that piggybacked on the 9/11 economy problems. It's no wonder that there's been a recession in terms of hiring pilots. However, you've all seen the USA Today, I would assume. I sent everyone about a 7-page document with my comments as well as the USA Today article. That was a front page article. It's been all over. Hiring is going to increase. Also, the changes in the requirements for air transport pilots is such that the pilots won't be able to get the experience to qualify for that entry-level job. They'll have to get it through universities. Another thing I find great objection to is saying that it costs $500,000 a year. Let me tell you something that I think all of you know about business. See a different bookkeeper, he'll probably show it as a break-even, I would guess. You know, there's nothing that can be manipulated such as figures. I'd like to tell you that as unpleasant as airline travel may be becoming with no more meals and along this line, I can tell you that people are still going to be traveling. There's going to be a demand for air traffic, that's a certainty. There will be a demand for pilots. What does Purdue University know that Illinois doesn't? Yesterday, I telephoned Purdue University and talked to their aviation department. You know, the last year they purchased 14 SR-22s. This is the latest high-tech airplane for training and any kind of flight. It's all computerized screens. Those airplanes go for $250,000 a piece. They also purchased 4 SR-22s, which is the more powerful advanced version of that, to go for at least $300,000 a piece. They purchased the Phenom 100 jet. They'll sell for $3 million. They purchased 3 Frasca SR-20 simulators, all of which go for about $175,000 a piece. And they purchased 1 Phenom 100 simulator for about $1 million. They currently have 3 Piper Arrows, 2 Seminoles, 1 Super Decathlon. They admit 70 students per semester. There was a question about declining enrollment. Let me tell you, everywhere there's a declining number of students taking up flight training because of this apparent recession. It's just like the stock market. When the stock market is down, people get concerned and sell out. Only those that stay the long term are the winners. And in aviation, it's the same way. We will be regretting closing this program if such a vote were to occur. It will come to be that the university will want to have this program back again whenever the demand is there. So I'll close by saying let me also indicate that Illinois' flagship university, which is tops in academic in fields such as business, finance, engineering, and many others, should be available to students who are also interested in aviation.